There is one element of America's climate change strategy that's facing more and more criticism: biofuels. Ethanol and biodiesel have been celebrated as homegrown alternatives to foreign oil, but now not so much. As NPR's Martin Kosty reports, even environmentally minded cities such as Seattle are starting to back away.
Duff Badgley is the kind of hardcore environmental activist who loves making a nuisance of himself.
I jumped up on the stage, and I succeeded in handing him...
Here he's talking about the mayor of Seattle, Greg Nickels.
...this warrant for his arrest, and Nickels had time to look very startled before his big police guard grabbed me and dragged me off the stage.
Mayor Nickels is hardly an enemy of the environmental movement. Seattle city government is so green, the toilets in City Hall flush brown because they use recycled rainwater. But for people like Duff Badgley, that's just window dressing when you consider the fact that the city has been running its trucks and other vehicles on soybean-based biodiesel.
Biofuels are a global scourge. They are rapidly ruining our livable planet.
The main rap against biodiesel is that it increases demand for vegetable oils, and that in turn may increase deforestation in soybean-growing countries such as Brazil. It's a view that was reinforced in a recent report by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, and that was enough to change the mind of Seattle City Council President Richard Conlon. This month, he got the city to stop buying soybean-based biodiesel.
You know, decisions should be driven by science. They shouldn't be driven by just what feels good. Feeling good is great, but the science needs to be part of it as well.
The thing is, this science isn't really new. There's long been a legitimate debate over whether biofuels really reduce global warming gases. The two sides of the debate calculate things differently, and what's changed is that the skeptics' calculations are now getting more attention.
It feels like our industry has been really swift-boated by our opponents.
John Plaza likens the situation to a political mugging. He's founder of Imperium Renewables, a Seattle-based biodiesel company. On the wall behind him is an autographed photo of Hillary Clinton, a souvenir from a happier time when politicians lined up for photo ops in his startup biodiesel distillery. Now his big new refinery on the Washington state coast sits idle. He says demand has just dried up.
It's frustrating. Biofuels is obviously better for the environment, obviously better for national security, and obviously better for the economics of our country.
Plaza says companies like his want to move on to more sustainable crops, but they won't get that far if they can't count on local governments to buy the biodiesel they're making now. Last year, the county also quit using biodiesel in its buses. Now, with this new report from the EPA, Plaza's worried that federal support is eroding, too. In the city motor pool, Director of Fleets and Facilities Brenda Bauer says Seattle is not abandoning its dedication to alternative energy.
We have to move away from petroleum. We just have to.
She's already looking into biodiesel made from waste grease from food production. And in the meantime, there are other ways to stay on the alternative energy vanguard.
And we're just about to come around the corner here to our hybrid plug-in, which is in the garage today.
The Prius is plugged into an outlet. A sign on the car advertises 100 miles per gallon. Actually, it's getting more like 55 miles per gallon. But city officials aren't discouraged by this or their experience with biodiesel. If you want to use less petroleum, they say, you have to keep trying new things. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.